So Cantrell, man who's been doing good work at the back for his side, will take this corner from the left-hand side for Geisley. And first corner of the game for them. And it comes near post.
Oh,
and as simple as that.
Oh.
Well, it couldn't be more simpler ways to score a goal to the near post and nod it in, and just too easy.
All they've done there is just picked the front post area out. They haven't even picked a player out. They've overloaded at the front post area, and the ball's gone straight in, straight onto Heaton's head. All he's done is just turned his head and directed it into an empty goal.
Well,
need to have responsibilities, you know, for your actions, and actually pick men up and pick areas up that are so dangerous to you as a defending team.
So FC 0, Geisley 1. We played 8 and a half minutes, but this is an ideal position for Kurt Willoughby. It's about 25 yards out. It's very central, and the sort of free kick that he's got the quality to put away. He's got to test the keeper this time, though. Went over the bar earlier. What a chance here for FC United to level things up.
Feelings are that, you know, it's a little bit square on central. We could do with a little bit more of an angle, you know, one way or the other. But even so, he needs to hit the target and make that goalkeeper work.
Kurt Willoughby prepares to take this one. Referee, whistle at his lips. Here it goes now. Willoughby, right footed. Oh, it's right over the goal! It's an absolutely magnificent strike by Willoughby to the keeper's left-hand side. Low, just inside the post. Couldn't get much better than that, Roy.
No, he's done what we said. He's hit the corner, which is absolute quality. Had the keeper there at full stretch, couldn't get a full hand on it. And, you know, this is what you need to do. Hit the target. Make the goalkeeper's work. And if it did come out off the goalkeeper's hands, then you're following in for any seconds and rebounds.
14th goal of the season for Kurt, and 29 minutes.
And the manager celebrates by taking his jacket off. 1-1 here in what's becoming an absorbing contest here at Broadhurst Park. It's a relegation battle. And that's played forward again. Digi. Well, James wins a header there. Well won by Njoya now. And now Liburd, now he's through, he's one-on-one. And he scores so well, and FC United undone. And Sass Davis there just was a half a yard away, and all the good work achieved by Willoughby's free kick there undone in a matter of moments.
Well, Liburd, all he did was he got up alongside Sass Davis and he just eased him out the way. And we're talking earlier about how reliant Geisley are on his deceptive power and pace, because that's what it is, and he just muscled him out of the way. And you know what, we were sat right behind that ball. He did that with all purpose, then he just clipped it with the outside of his foot for that far post area.
It was a beautiful finish.
Yeah, it was a lovely finish. Well done, my lad.
But FC United now 2-1 down, and it's going to be a tough afternoon for FC. Always was going to be, but it's getting tougher. Just when FC got back into it, now they've got to respond again. But since the substitutions, it's been Geisley, if anybody, has looked the more dangerous. And FC look a little bit fragile at this moment. 2-1 down. Now O'Halloran. Played forward. Willoughby there. Moyo gets the head to it, though. And then hoofs it clear. Odejai nods it on nicely. And good work there, Liburd there. Very good work to Hatfield. Hatfield one-on-one. This could be it. Hatfield steadied himself. 3-1. Geisley now 3-1 to the good. And FC United now staring right down the barrel, Roy. And what went wrong there?
Well, all the damage was done when Lynch got isolated with Liburd. And he basically just muscled his body back into him, and as the number 7, Hatfield made a midfield run. He was never tracked. Liburd just passed the ball neat and tidy inside of his left hand side into his path, and Hatfield just run through unopposed, completely unopposed, and just tucked it one-on-one past the goalkeeper, Fisher. Sad marking, no covering, and I don't know, as a defensive deterrent, FC are very, very limited.
23 minutes to go, and FC have got to find at least two and preferably three goals now. The minutes tick away, quarter of an hour to go. Donoghue's corner, flighted upwards, and there was it's a
pushing on Lynch.
Lynch was being pushed. Now this is a bigger moment as you're going to get, really. It was a kind of shove that goes on a lot. We were talking earlier at one point about Fisher not getting a free kick with a soft nudge. This was a case, again, the sort of thing that defenders get away with all the time, but it was a penalty, and there was pushing, but they can protest as much as they like, but this is a lifeline for FC United.
I believe this is our second penalty this season, by the way.
Here we go, Willoughby with the penalty.
Get in.
That's a brilliant penalty.
Get in there.
And two goals from Willoughby, a perfect free kick and now a perfect penalty. And that will change the atmosphere in this stadium. Interestingly, the Geiser coach is saying, keep it calm, lads. No panic. And there's 14 minutes to go. And FC United 2 now, Geising 3. And indeed, we've got a cracking finishing prospect now. Lynch gets ahead on this. Now it's O'Halloran. O'Halloran plays it forward rather too strongly there. Bannister can't control it. Digi clears. And now it's Morton trying to control it. Plays it back to Lynch. And now back to Fisher. Now will surely look for a long ball. Maybe out to the left-hand side. Aim for Donoghue. Donoghue nods it down. Now Willoughby tries to pressure on the ball. A chance for Pearce.
It's
scores! It's a mistake by Moyo. And it's 3-3. The manager does a little dance onto the field there, and all of a sudden, well, we've spoken about it, Geisley, from being 3-1 up, they just lost control, and there are 7 minutes to go plus added time. It's 3-3, and we've got an absolute cracker here at Broadhurst Park.